5 o'clock. Our favorite time of the morning. I'll call the meeting to order. Mr. Gray.
Here.
Mr. Foster.
Here.
Mr. Guy.
Here.
Mr. Moore.
Here.
Ms. Gorman.
Yes.
Mr. Wesley.
Here.
Mr. Pollard has an excused absence, if there is such a thing. Did everyone have an opportunity to look at the minutes for March? Any changes?
We agree.
Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on. We have no purchase requests this month. And new business. Mr. Cooper will turn it over to you for employee of the month.
Sure. Everybody get a chance to look it over. Any thoughts, ideas, considerations from this group? Please.
Give me some background. Where did this come from? What was the thought process? I mean, I'm just...
The process is, there are so many things that happen here that aren't necessarily positive. I thought maybe offsetting it by recognizing the fact that there are a lot of people here that do a lot of good work, and why not begin to emphasize positives? And so that was the beginning of it. So then I started doing some benchmarking and checking, and of course our neighbors that you're familiar with have an Employee of the Month program, and they have an incredibly well-defined, more than I think we need, kind of a program. That's SIUE. And they seem to get a lot of positive vibe from it. So I talked to the chairman and to our administrator about this, and they were thinking that that was a good idea as well. So I said I would bring it to the personnel committee. Doug said that he'd even spring for a special sign that allowed people to the designated parking spot at the locations. But it's not a great deal, but at least it's recognition of somebody doing a good job, and there's enough checks and balances in here, I hope, to make sure that it's somebody worthy. Doesn't have to happen every month, even, as far as that's concerned, I guess. Depends on the number of people that get voted on. And as you saw from the rules, so to speak, 2 years of service minimum, you can't win it more than once every 5 years, and there's a whole category of an arena that you need to go through to check off. There has to be a recommendation letter both from the recommender and or the supervisor in case they're not the same. It's a point system, and basically bottom line is whoever gets the most points becomes the employee of the month, is the idea.
Who is your proposed review committee?
Well, it'll be senior people that aren't eligible for that, so.
Of which we have several, I would assume.
Yes.
Okay, so they're all going to be?
Don't know. That's why I'm bringing it to this group. I think it's open.
Conceptually, I think the idea is great. I mean, I don't have any problem with it. I just wonder whose feet are going to be held to the fire to do this, okay? And secondly, how much effort is it going to be to do this? How much effort is it going to be to keep this going? And I'm not saying that's a bad question. I'm just, I'm wondering. Anything new, getting it off the ground, there's a lot of generation behind it and a lot of
excitement.
Excitement.
And so, then will it ebb as we go forward?
Yeah, and that's.
I would hope not.
Yeah, and I would hate to see us expend a lot of energy for it not to go any further.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, how do you hype up and sell this?
you don't have to answer that yet. So here's a couple more thoughts, kind of tag.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And I've seen successful employee recognition plans, and I've seen not so successful. So when I look at just a couple thoughts, was who, you know, not only who will evaluate this, will they be consistent, or is it just the department head? But when I said eligibility, you said must have at least 2 years in their position. My first question is why? I mean, if you get a good employee and they do something adds value the first month, just a thought, don't you, because there's a bunch, and then they have not received the award in the past 5 years. Well, so that means that we're, as a manager or whoever's evaluating, I'm going to go through my team and give somebody one because I can't do it for more than one every 5 years. So to me, a true recognition is it could be the same person every single month if they're leading the pack. But then it has to be based on objective criteria versus subjective, which goes back to looking at this. I think it's good. But there has to be some evaluative criteria in here. And we had a program one time, it was called, at a company that I worked for, called Bright Ideas. And
mm-hmm.
the employee actually put in, I looked at creating a new app in the IT department, which impacted not only our taxpayers by making it easier, but it saved us this much money. And you look at that and go, oh, versus, you know, I service 24 customers, which is what their job is, and, you know, so it just gave you a little bit more criteria. So I kind of questioned the eligibility, and then on the award, I think a certificate employee of the month is nice, right? They might pin it up on the wall. I think the preferred parking is kind of cool. That might be a good one. A monthly pin? How many pins do you have in your drawer, Bruce? Probably quite a few. Right. Is there something
I've never
else?
Gotten an employee of the month.
But you know what I'm saying is that's just, and I know it's a small token of appreciation, but I don't know what the value really is.
That's fair.
Anymore.
Yeah.
But just my two cents.
The other concern I had was to make sure it doesn't morph into a personality contest, if you will, or you know what I'm saying.
That's my only concern.
Yeah, I need you to give my buddy 5 points so he can win this. I don't think it will, but I want to make sure that we have something, some kind of understanding that it doesn't morph into a personality contest. You know, if it's truly, and I think you can do that with the criteria.
Well, right, or if you said, I mean, if rather than the manager picking somebody every month or quarter or whatever.
You also got the boundary of favoritism. I'm not saying it happens, I'm saying it could happen.
Yeah.
Or someone perceives it as favoritism, is that going to get us in an eighth behind the eight ball down the road?
And I don't want this to sound like I'm against this. I think
I'm all for it. I think it's
really
a great idea.
I think we ought to move forward.
I think it's a fantastic
idea. That's what
idea.
The discussion's for.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, don't take this as negative. I think these
I mean,
are
as long
are
as it
positive,
doesn't set us up in somewhere we could be held responsible as discriminatory because they didn't get employee of the month award because they felt they did a better job than the other one. As long as we have the criteria that establishes, you know, this, you didn't meet it here, as long as we're covered, I think it's a great idea, but there's a lot of issues that have to be addressed.
Is this countywide or department-wide?
Countywide.
You're not eligible, though.
It's fine.
Now, wait a minute.
All departments?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I answer your question the way you meant it. Are you saying county board?
I don't think we should get employees.
No. I'm sorry. There are county board offices,
sure.
And then there are elected offices.
Right.
Are you asking, is it open to everyone or just to the county board? I say it's open to anyone who wants to participate.
But just one
attorney. But if somebody, for whatever reason, they're elected, so if they decide they don't want, let me give you an example. I ran this past Captain Burns as an example. I don't think you'll mind if I say it. And he said, I think it's a great idea, but the sheriff kind of does his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so he said, I wouldn't expect it for the sheriff's department. plan. And I said, great. So there's a legitimate, I mean, a legitimate rationale, so that's...
Yeah, he already does something for his people.
Commendations or whatever.
So we're talking about one employee per month for the 950 people we got. I think that's what Dalton's asking.
Yes.
Yeah, well, minus the 176 that belong to the sheriff's department.
In all honesty, we're going to include the sheriff in it anyway. We don't want to exclude him in case he ever wants to participate. So we would put it out, in my opinion, for everybody. And if the sheriff elects not to participate, that's okay. No big deal. But 1 month he may say, yeah, I want to get in. So we want to make sure we don't exclude him.
Through the county program, anybody is eligible.
Yes.
I was kind of rattled through a couple things there, if I could. On their eligibility, the 2 years in their position, to me, that sounds a little restrictive. I kind of van. I don't know why they have to be here 2 years. I think as long as they're not...
That's most of them. I'm not wed to it.
Okay.
It's just one of those things that I saw as a deal, because a newbie may turn out to be somebody that you can in 6 months. Yeah. And you don't want it to be a mockery either.
If you give them employee of the month, the first month they're here.
And I asked...
If it's based on objective criteria, it doesn't...
I asked the same question, and that was basically the answer that I got.
Yeah, so. But if I'm a supervisor, I'm not a person who's new 1 month. I need a little more time to evaluate. I mean, extended performance is something that's a valuable commodity, too. So you need to wait and see and not make a knee-jerk reaction. And I'm just gonna rattle through these. I'm not saying right or wrong or indifferent. Just my points. So I would think, as long as they're not in probation, if that's even a thing that happens when they get hired, and once they're beyond probation, again, they're eligible. I wouldn't think that any elected or department head should be eligible for this. For the employees or the rank and file.
They're going to be selectors.
Okay, yeah. And I would think that the Board of Review was mentioned by Ray, is it probably should be the department head or representative from each department makes the decision on who actually wins or is chosen. I would think that monthly is too often. I would think quarterly. Again, this is my 2 cents here. And about half last 5 years, I think I wouldn't put that in if it were me. Somebody could win it 2 times in a row because they're just so
high
good.
Performer.
And set the example for everybody else. Letter of support, and then if they do win, as far as a way to recognize it, have that letter of when they win, document that into their personal file for their record when it comes time for the review for promotion or a raise or whatever. That would be something good. As far as the parking spot, not everybody's going to be here at this building. Like if you work at
Animal Control. No, I didn't say this building.
Okay, but if there is a parking spot, it's probably going to be here.
Well, right now, for instance, longer Wood River has it, so they could get preferred parking at Wood River. They could get it any place.
Just something to think about, unless you got multiple parking spots around. That's something to think about. Somebody that wins it that doesn't work here probably wouldn't be able to benefit from it. That's where I was thinking that the letter in their record, their personnel file, would be something more important to them, maybe. The pin, I like the idea of a pin. That's about all I wanted to mention.
I got one more question. How much did you have envisioned to spend on this?
Well, the pins.
Yeah, that's
were $1.99
right.
piece.
Right.
And they were bronze.
So I was thinking
somewhere in the neighborhood of $300 initially, and then after that, not even that much.
Mm-hmm. I kind of agree with Ann that. And down to that, we may want to make the award a little more valuable.
Okay.
And people do like to get things. They don't usually care what it is. They like to get things.
What about a plaque of recognition with individual name tags for the month that they could hang in their office while they're employee of the month?
Yeah, either that or I was thinking a gift certificate of some
sort.
Or out here and wherever.
That's fortunate for me. I mean, that's what people are going to look at.
I was thinking, like a gift certificate or something. I don't know, budget-wise.
Into that, but I realize my audience, so.
Yeah. well, I mean, people value things that they can use. At least I think they do. And I've been involved with safety programs, you know, where you give safety incentives for work performance that results in no injuries and no accidents and things like that. But the pins, you know, are fine, but that's probably not what drives the program.
If it was like $25, you know, something nominal, but something tangible they would like,
sure.
You know, four times a year, that's if you do go quarterly, that's only $100 a year for the monetary award.
You know, and you can get a gas card, or you can get a gift certificate to a local restaurant, you know, something local here to help spur the the economy as well. You know what I'm saying? You know, it doesn't affect it much, but the philosophy is that we're putting it back into the community.
One more thought to read. Sorry.
Well, Bruce, so Don had a good point. So if you're trying to say that we do something monthly, and then it's the department head who does the evaluation, what happens if multiple department heads put in their employee? Then who's the committee that reviews each of the department heads?
Well, they'll all be in the formulation committee, okay? And
so
they all score.
Each department head.
Mm-hmm. And they all score.
I'm a referee. Wow. What if we have a tie? You know, what are you gonna have extra criteria in case of tie, or are you gonna pay all the tie? I mean,
you know, a referee.
That's right.
I think
I know what we do in case of a tie there.
I think an arm wrestling contest.
Flip a coin.
As long as it's with Eric and not me.
Okay, I like the quarterly idea. I think all the supervisors meeting once a month seems to be
cumbersome.
Yeah, it would take some time and be burdensome, I would think. I'm open if you think that works, if everybody gets together that often. I don't know if, you know, the cabinet all meets every month or once a week or what have you, but I think quarterly would be nice, especially after beyond probationary period too. I don't know if it's 6 months, 3 months. Each department's probably different. Have to qualify. And then at least if you can't get it only once in 5 years, maybe trim that back. But instead of doing it, we can only win one every 5 years, maybe it's, you know, once a quarter or once a year or no more than twice a year. I'm not sure. But I think maybe a quarterly.
Yeah, as I'm thinking about this, it's starting to make sense for quarterly for me too, because I thought monthly it'd be good, but what happens if nothing significant happens in a month? I mean you're gonna be awarding somebody for something that's lower as opposed to something that's higher. And I would think that something positive would have to happen every quarter, I would think, more so than every month.
So you're going to have to educate all of the department heads on what your goal is and that they all...
What to look for
and not all to submit, but all to be looking for. You know, and you're going to have some that are going to say, well, I'm going to do it every month and try and put an employee in. Then you're going to have others that say, well, I didn't have anything spectacular, so I don't put it in.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to be a little careful with that.
And I think it's going to be a little more special recognition, too, if it's quarterly.
If you do a parking spot, that'll take a little bit of money because you have to get a sign made and make sure people aren't parking in that spot. But definitely a sign made somewhere. That'd be nice, too. You can park in a spot once a quarter. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, will it be their spot for the whole quarter?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, there you go. That's big. I want to get involved in that.
Especially in the wintertime. You want to win in the winter.
I'm telling you. You know, parking spots premium around here.
Yeah, my department might be able to make a sign.
Yeah, they can make and install.
Do the department heads meet, you know, scheduled like once a month or?
In theory. In practicality,
with,
no.
With the chairman, or is he just a participant? Like
with the
else?
Administrator, or
that's yours.
That's my
partner. Okay. I just wanted to say that Ray mentioned about it may ebb after a while, but I would say that it's got to come from the top down to reinforce and make it happen. Otherwise, it will fade and go away because department heads are busy and they don't want to mess with it or whatever. So it should be on the agenda. It should be a concrete agenda item. Every quarter to have a meeting, this is when we do this, and if you want to submit somebody for your department, fine. If you don't have any, that's okay too. But have it on the agenda, written in stone, that it's going to happen once a quarter, otherwise it's going to fall off the radar.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I agree with that. I think it's as important as, sorry, not as. I think it's it's important, for instance, ADA, we meet every 2 months. And it's set, and that's what we're doing. So yes, I agree. It needs to be that. Did you have something? Did I see your hand go up?
No, I was gonna answer.
Okay.
Have you mentioned it to SIU, who's working on our merit system? It might be something.
Yeah, and yes, and they don't seem to have a lack of candidates, but they also have a little more than double our employment. So they're a little over 2,000 employees. And what they do that's a tad bit different, maybe, because we haven't done anything yet, is that because they utilize a point system as well, your points stay. So unless you get renominated and get more points, so for instance, if you had 900 points and Ann had 902 points, she wins this quarter, but your 900 points stays in there. So for the next quarter that comes up.
I start out with 900
mm-hmm.
against everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it favors me, that doesn't hardly seem fair.
Well, but it's the number of points you have.
The other.
So if you have the most points, you have the most points.
Yeah, but we're talking about during the defined period.
As it starts fresh.
A quarter. Yeah.
But what I'm saying, what they do, she was just asking.
Oh, that's what SIU does.
What they do
okay.
is they have that's those not, points.
Okay, that's not proposed here yet, though.
No.
Okay.
What's proposed here is an open discussion.
Right.
I see the merit of that, though. If you have two people who do really amazing things and it just happens to be in the same month, and then the next quarter, nothing fantastic.
Well, and nobody else stands out to that point.
They get resubmitted. I mean, I don't
know. Then you're tracking hundreds of people continuously.
Let's take another analogy, though.
Please.
Let's just say that you're the Cardinals and you win 106 games this year. Next year, and let's just say you get beat in the division because the Cubs win 107. Next year, you both start out with zero. The Cardinals don't start out with 106.
You had to say the Cubs.
that happened, unfortunately, a couple years ago. But I mean, in that analogy, you know, everything else is reset.
We can do whatever we decide to do.
Well, I don't disagree with that.
Sounds like the consensus is it's a good idea, just need to be refined a little bit more.
And you said something about criteria. There's criteria there. So again, if you all wouldn't mind taking a strong look, and if there are other criteria that you would like to see or scratch some that's there, please.
Well, it says in here, once an application is submitted, it will stay on file for the rest of the year. So,
well, again, we're open to. If no one likes that, then we take it out and we do something differently.
If you do quarterly, too, if you do a plaque, it costs as much and it's easier to keep up on it. You could go between a plaque and a parking spot.
You know, I would like to
I was
see
so
that.
Looking forward to my pen, too, even though I wasn't eligible.
Well, you'd win every month anyways.
I would like to see the plaque prominently displayed for everybody to see.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about being out.
Okay, well, somebody said something about having it in their office, which
right.
is fine.
But we also, Mr. Foster and I also said something about putting it out.
Put it out there, and then we just add the names.
Right. Yeah. I'd like to see that.
And
that could be
a plaque.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm. They could be recognized at the county board meeting or something. The end of the year, all of them, or quarterly.
Yeah.
With their certificate.
We have resolutions.
Picture with the chairman kind of thing.
We have resolutions all the time honoring people. Mm-hmm. So this could be another one.
That goes along with the certificate.
Yeah.
And you do a nameplate where it's just maybe it drops in, you can take it out for the next quarter to put someone else there, so it's prominent. This is a one person. Just ideas.
Wonderful. So can, should we put a time constraint on this if we're going to be serious?
Yeah, can you have us something by next meeting?
Depending on what you give me.
You got a lot of notes.
I do have notes, but I was talking about the criteria.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, I can draw up something for next meeting.
What do you think?
Great.
Okay.
I do have one more question on that. So have you ever seen in a recognition program where, like, say you win it, but we're in a department together. So you are the winner, but because we are a team, mm-hmm. we all get something.
Are you a millennial?
Yeah, I'm like,
okay.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Like, everybody wins.
No. And I'm not an everybody gets a trophy person, but I am a team person.
Yeah.
You know, so that I'm like equally like,
right.
You are awesome. And if I'm even a little jealous, I don't care because I got Starbucks.
You know, and may I add one more thing to that? I shouldn't say this out loud, but the chairman was a big fan of making it an entire department. And I said, that really isn't the kind of special recognition that gets people up in the morning.
Right.
And so I...
That's a great point.
No, but there
you're
may
starting
be,
to close
no,
in
yeah,
on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm thinking
may,
out loud before processing.
Yeah, there may be occasion where a group of people are working on a project together,
mm-hmm.
and together they achieve something great.
Okay, then
in
I think
that
would
case,
be recognized outside of this
that
program.
That might be a separate program.
Yeah.
Well, if this
right.
goes over, then you could do a team
yeah.
program. Or
we could recognize that group of people for that accomplishment, irrelevant of what we have going on.
Yeah,
on an individual
and
basis.
I agree with that. I just want to make sure we don't leave something, some achievement like that out.
Just kind of getting down in the grass here a little bit, but if we did go with a placard with the nameplate, I'm just thinking it costs money for every letter you put on there. So are we thinking, how, what we put on there, name, month, and department or not the department?
Well, the engraving, depending on size, is not that big a deal.
Okay.
I mean, there's little to no cost there.
Okay. So would you think the department would be important to kind of recognize this department that they're from, too, or just the name and the month?
I don't know if you put department in there, just put their name on the plaque. You got 12 names for the whole year that hangs on the wall and start a new year. It's pretty low cost. Oh, you want to put their department on there, that's fine.
Somebody's going to ask at some point in time whose budget this is going to come out of, even though it's small dollars. I mean, are you suggesting that the...
Comes out of personnel.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. And that way you've got control over it.
And not me, but...
Well, yeah.
Do you have that $25 in this year's budget?
Well, this... It depends on what you're looking at on who is personnel.
Okay, any further discussion on the Employee of the Month Award?
Nope.
Okay, Annette had mentioned she had something at her new business. So.
Yeah, I just have a couple quick items. We have been working, Stacy, Tony Falcone with our Emergency Management Agency, and Captain Burns with court security have been working diligently over the last several months, putting together site safety plans for the administration building. We got a master copy made. We added additional one-page template for each department to put in some special considerations, depending upon whether they were maybe had money on site or other special things that they would have to do in the case of either sheltering in place or having to evacuate the building. They've met with all of the departments in this building. Our focus has been at the admin building. And we are going to have a fire drill scheduled on May 22nd at 2 p.m. We're coordinating this with the Edwardsville Fire Department. So each department now has a binder. There's a clear kind of plastic pocket that's by each one of their doors. They have shelter in place, areas that have been identified and labeled in each office. They have door hanging tags. They either show a red check mark or a green, I'm sorry, a a green check mark or a red X that they can put on the outside of the door, and that will notify law enforcement or the fire personnel the status of them at that time if they are checking very quickly. So they've been all gone around and met with all the departments, and we'll be coordinating the fire drill for the May 22nd date. We are doing the afternoon because the cafeteria wants to be able to have their grills shut down and be ready to go at that time, so that's why we're choosing the afternoon time. There might be situations where the fire department actually is told us where people will be just told to stay in place, don't necessarily have to leave the building in the case of a fire alarm. So this is a concrete building, we don't necessarily have to evacuate. But those are things that we're going to practice and they've talked with, and what would be done in each scenario, and that's in that binder. And they will have also a personnel list. They'll have a check-in place that's been identified for them. So we're kind of waiting for all this concrete work to be finished up and all that other stuff. So we had to kind of all that fall into place before we could initiate the fire drill. And we'll be moving on to other buildings to do this same similar site safety plan with them as well. But we have a good template to start with now. So, and then my second item is we will be doing also, the month of May is for a health and wellness topic is understanding blood pressure. And we will be doing a, in conjunction with the SIUB School of Pharmacy, we've done this every other year, they'll come out and do blood pressure screenings for employees or for the public. This will be exclusively for employees. The health department's also going to have some nurses that they'll provide as well, and we'll be doing it at all of the locations. We've been surveying each of the departments to find out if they're participating or not, and so that'll be taking place on the 3rd of May.
What time did you say your fire drill was? I'm sorry.
That'll be the 2:00 on the 22nd of May. And more information will be coming out about both of those items as well.
Thank you.
Is that supposed to be like a surprise fire drill?
No.
Those you probably never want to surprise people with. Mm-hmm.
I had got one related question to safety. Has there ever been any kind of active shooter drills in this building?
With employees? No, I believe the Sheriff's Department has trained when maybe the building has been vacant, but we have not done a specific. We've had training every summer. We offer that through Deputy Heinley, who's one of the school resource officers with the Troy School District. He's a deputy with Madison County Sheriff's Department. He's come in and done violence in the workplace training along with the active shooter training at least once every, we kind of pared it down. The first year we did quite a few, that was about 3 years ago, and then the last two summers he'll come in and do two or three different sessions.
Who is this?
Deputy Heinley.
Is he active?
He is a deputy with the Sheriff's Department, but he is a school resource officer actually with the Triad School District is what he does during the school year. So he'll come in and do that training. But we've set it up for other departments, like the Regional Office of Education has had him come out and do it with school employees out there. We've done it, like I said, we have multiple training. In fact, it was funny because I said if I could just use the word violence in my, when we send out an invite, we pack the room for every one of these, trying to get them to come in and do, learn more about their health benefits and dental vision and all of that. Sometimes it's, the attendance is not quite as well. We're not, we don't have a lot of people attend. I said, we can use the word violence in our memo and get people to show up. So we kind of get it around after that 2 or 3 years ago when we had so many people showing up. They're literally like sitting on the stairs in the county boardroom for those presentations. And we went out to like Wood River, the highway department, and other locations as well to do it for them. So, and we'll plan to do that again this summer for new employees or anybody that wants a refresher course. So, and we talked about the panic button or the phone system with the panic alert that's on that system. So.
And isn't there an alert that goes out, what is it, every 6 months too? That they release to all employees, to all supervision to go to all employees.
Captain Burns has been sending out something.
To cell phones?
No. Computer reminders to all the leadership to talk to their staffs. It's sent out by Captain Burns, isn't
Captain
it?
Captain Burns sends that out. He's
every
6 months.
Established
some safety area maps, and that was coming in conjunction with the site safety plan as well. We've expanded on that as well. So.
Did you have anything else?
No, that's all.
Thank questions you. For Annette? Okay, moving right along. Old business.
You all received a piece on something that we're also working on, which is the safety committee. We're taking a look at mission, vision, all that sort of thing. And quite frankly, we're lucky that we've at least recognized one person on this committee who spent their career working in safety, and that was Mr. Wesley. So Mr. Wesley has been working a bit with me on shaping the mission and shaping the program as it goes forward. And once again, this is something that I would actively seek any kind of suggestions, recommendations, etc., that this committee may have going forward. This is also something Ray touched on it, if I may. Ray touched on it when we were talking about employee recognition, and I haven't even approached budget kinds of things, but we know that there's a significant cost involved with safety, and yes, we are self-insured when it comes to workers' comp, etc., but it doesn't mean the cost is any less. So as we take a look at this program going forward, one of the things in my past when we did safety work was this committee streamlined awards or rewards, if you will, for this program based upon the needs and wants of the community that they were serving in. So for instance, when I was in Litchfield, Illinois, it was about groceries, it was about fishing gear, it was about, you know, that kind of thing that the safety group decided was important to their audience. And boy, we got some recognition too, because our costs dropped dramatically because it was personalized and it was really followed through by that committee.
I've put a couple of suggestions into this that to Bruce, and one of the things I was trying to point out, and it's all open for discussion, is that we want to make sure we include not only safe work practices, but safety policies. This committee's got to be instrumental in developing those safety policies, because they're the ones out there in the line of fire. So they know the work, and not to say that Bruce doesn't, or I don't, but they know the work and they know what obstacles they face on a daily basis. So you got to get their input. Another thing is Bruce got in there to put together a little audit or inspection committee. Put a little audit or inspection committee together. And it's my suggestion that you get people from different departments to make up that audit, because I can be in the maintenance department and I know what the maintenance department does, but I may have blinders on when it comes to stuff that I see every day that might be a hazard. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you get somebody out of the IT department on that committee and we go do audits in all these different areas together, the IT guy may see a tripping hazard that I see as just normal everyday work.
What you see as common sense may not be common to ordinary folks.
That's right. So it's important to get people from different venues, if you will, together to look at these things.
I think it's an excellent idea. Fresh eyes see fresh problems.
Yeah. Another area is, I think Bruce has got in there that if we've got a safety manager or somebody that has those responsibilities.
We do.
Yeah. That they do the audits, and that's really my experience has been that the worker bees do the audits. Mm-hmm. The safety manager oversees that because you don't want to lay that responsibility on a safety manager.
Mm-hmm.
because then you only get one perspective.
Sure.
Some of the other things I looked at is, I mean, this is a great start to responsibilities for everybody. One other thing I noticed on here, on the last page, let's see, for committee member responsibilities, Bruce had to report all accidents or near misses. That really should be pushed down to the employee himself, not just the safety committee. In fact, we ought to have a policy that says
we do.
Everybody report any accident or injury in at a specific time. And
we do now already.
Okay. And
that has had that in force for quite a long time.
And you know, we need to make sure that's communicated in here, that those are reported immediately, not within 24 hours, not within 48 hours, but immediately, so we can get a handle on those from the start. And I think Annette would agree, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but Annette would agree, it's a lot easier to manage a case that you know immediately than one you get notified about a week later.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, those are some things, and those are philosophies or policies, if you will, that we need to push downward, because two things in safety. Number one, the employees generally want to be safe. I mean, that they don't want to go home hurt. So if we understand that and we work with that in mind, the second thing is the safety of that employee is not the safety manager's, it's the department manager's or the supervisor's. That's whose responsibility the safety is. So we need to hold those people accountable and push this down to the lowest level, you know, workforce. And that's how safety programs work. The guy that's ultimately responsible is the chairman and the deputy or the administrator, because not the deputy administrator, because we don't have one of those yet. But the chairman and the administrator are ultimately responsible for the safety of everybody in here, everybody that works here. And we need to have buy-in on this from them before we ever start. And I don't know where we stand with that. I think Bruce has said he's had discussions with them. Mm-hmm. But we need to make sure that when we do put this together and we send it out as a message, that message comes from the chairman and the administrator. Because if they think it's important, then the people under them will think it's important. And that's my two cents, and that's how we sold safety in the refinery. And believe me, the refinery's a pretty dangerous place to work. And there's a couple other things in there I had as feedback. I didn't have a marked up copy, but I got a copy, but it's not marked in red. If there's anything else, there is one other thing.
Yeah, but it hasn't been remarked by me.
Yeah, there is one other thing in here.
Committee members made up of volunteers.
Yes.
I scratched out "you're represented" because what I meant there, and I'm sure that was just communication, what I meant was it wasn't just supervisory involved, that there would be representation from all walks.
Okay, and what I was talking about in there is because we have represented employees, we want to make sure that we have buy-in from them.
Sure.
On these and make them a part of this, because believe it or not, even the relationship we have with union, non-union management, I should say management and union, mm-hmm. They will be on board with the safety program because they don't want to see their represented people get hurt either. Mm-hmm. So we've got that immediate buy-in, mm-hmm. and they need to be a part of this to help administer it. They hold a lot of weight over their membership, mm-hmm. when it comes to this stuff. So we need to make that work in our favor and get them involved. So that's what I was talking about representing, you know, and however we have to term it in here.
I don't disagree at all.
However we have to term it in here. I didn't like the idea that they can only serve 2 years. And the reason I didn't like that, because you may get I'm gonna throw a number out, and I don't know what we're gonna end up with. We're gonna end up with, I think you proposed two, I don't know whether we're gonna end up with three, five, whatever on this committee.
Oh, no, we'll have a bunch.
Okay.
One bunch.
Okay, yeah. If somebody is doing that work, and they typically enjoy it, and they do a good job at it.
Don't say on there.
Yeah, I.
Well, it doesn't limit them to 2 years.
Okay.
It says if you come in, we want you in for at least 2 years, and then if you see further, it says, and then it can be extended with permission of the management, et cetera.
Yeah. You might find something on the other end of the spectrum, though, where somebody says, yeah, I'm gonna do that, and they volunteer, and after the first 2 months, they just hate it. They're gonna be a detriment to your committee if you keep them on there for 2 years. You know, if they wanna get off, and again, what I would suggest is that if you have a management person on there, have somebody responsible for choosing that management person. Okay, if you have somebody from the union on there, let the union choose whichever union person
absolutely
they want. And if you have somebody from non-represented, let a department head, you know, choose somebody that they think would do a good job. And that way, the people that are actually on the committee will know that they are on this because their boss wants them on it. That's basically what you do. You
have a vested interest in it.
Yeah. And they'll do a good job if they think their boss wants them doing it. You know, just like anything else around here, just like any other task. When your boss tells you, hey, we want you to work on this, they do the best job they can on it.
I absolutely agree. And I also agree with your comment about, especially here, if I may, a little paid political announcement. Mm-hmm. The union here has done an excellent job of policing. They really do a good job. They still represent, they do their job.
Yes.
But they do their job the way I believe we all suggested that when unions began, that was the whole idea. To be fair, to do an honest day's work, to do the things correctly. This union really does a good job of representing that, I have to say.
They want their union people succeeding too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is our way of giving them the ability to do that. But I think it's a great start to putting a committee together, and I think it's a great idea. It should relieve at least Annette with some responsibilities that she has right now, because I think she's doing it all that we're doing. And
well,
this should.
Stacy and I split the duties, but yeah.
Yeah, when I meant Annette, I meant her group. Yeah.
And it's perceived. And what I liked about what you said is because there's a perception that, oh, we have safety here, it's their responsibility.
Yeah. And it shouldn't
no,
be. It shouldn't
that's
be.
Not the case. It should be pushed down
and that's
as
what
low.
We've always done is we indicate that we are a resource to them and help in any way to set up training or whatever, and that's what we've been doing. We set up the OSHA training here over a year ago, got the OSHA 10 training,
yep.
Had a number of people do that over the course of, well, actually we had two sets of two-day trainings, did the compliance-based training as well. We've done that annual training again. We've offered other online training that's been customized for various departments. They were given a matrix of what was suggested, and they could choose what they felt would be beneficial for their particular department. So, and we continue to assist them in any way and follow up and make sure that they're following through. But ultimately, yes, our philosophy has always been that this is really a responsibility at each department's level to do that. Policies are something that we definitely do need to, enhance and get up to date. That's one of the things I've found some examples that we're going to be moving forward with.
And that safety committee can be instrumental in putting those together for management review.
Yeah, I would think that 2 years is too long. I think 1 year would be better. And it should be by department if that's not already the way it's done. And if you got a big department, say you got 50 people, maybe their requirement might be more often, more frequent than some department only has 12 people type thing. And I guess Benny Thug boxes, those pretty much the thing of the past, I imagine, as far as, you know, if somebody's seen a safety issue, how do they notify? And I would think that might be a good idea if you don't already have it, like, you know, with IT, if you get like a spam or something like that, some bad email, you can send it to the spam department, maybe have like a safety notification where people know they pull up safety and it pops up, and that's how you notify the safety people that there's might be an issue out there that needs to be looked at.
When I'm out and about, I don't hesitate to contact facilities whenever I see some issues that, and I will directly email them. But yeah, I think that's a great idea. We can get something out there for employees to send that to.
That would need to be monitored pretty constantly, because if you have a safety issue come up and it's not monitored for 2 days, there may be somebody get hurt in the meantime. So you need to know. Mm-hmm. You know, what's being brought in on a regular basis.
And we do have quite a few people that will reach out directly to us that will do that. So.
Is there any kind of monthly newsletter that's published for the people, for workers every month or so often?
Give them an update
on what goes on? Or
we have had a payroll and a benefits one that went out maybe quarterly. It's just kind of as we needed to. It wasn't anything.
And we have the countywide e-notice that goes out.
Yeah, we can do the Madison County e-news. I'll send out, various things, whether it's about severe weather preparedness or daylight savings time. I've done those. Just as things come in that I get, I will send them out. Code Red is another one that I'm going to be sending out about signing up again for the Code Red. So we do send out, news notifications and that, using that medium.
You know, one thing that wasn't addressed in here, to my knowledge, or if I did overlook it, is if you have an accident, an injury, which are different, or a near miss, which is again different. Who investigates those? How do we investigate them?
We have a current process. We do have a current process.
Okay. I mean, it wasn't.
It's not in here.
Right. What do we do for follow-up? Who determines what the root causes are? You know, that sort of stuff probably at some point in time needs to be addressed by the safety committee. Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of these things. We just don't have the committee.
Yeah. Okay. And
the point of the committee, of course, is to spread awareness.
Right.
That's really the big deal.
Yeah. And any accident, incident, or near-miss investigation, the investigation itself should include, at the very least, the supervisor of the employee that had the incident, accident, or near miss.
They fill out a supervisor investigation report with all claims. There's 3 pages, actually. There's the report of injury, there's an employee's report of injury, and a supervisor's report of injury, and then Stacy does a follow-up with
3 levels.
She condenses it down to a follow-up and lets us know what was done as a follow-up in terms of root cause and any additional steps that need to be taken.
Yeah, not to get down into the weeds with this, but who determines what the root causes are? I mean, is it?
It's a collaboration with my department and the department, and maybe if we get to draw on facilities, we'll bring them in as well.
Okay.
Depending upon what the
problem. But if I can pick on you for a second, this is another thing where Ann is dead on what I would consider a constant theme. What about the education here? Because there's education involved in this as well. And that is, for instance, we've seen several reports where one of the questions on there is, what can you do to prevent this? Well, I've often seen a non-preventable.
Everything's
Excuse
preventable.
Me?
Everything is preventable. That's where I'm drilling down to the root cause. Who determines that root cause? Because everything's preventable. We used a software program at the refinery, and it drilled us down until we got to the root cause. And the root cause could be behavior, It could be policy. It could be mechanical. It could be
natural.
Natural, yes. So there's a number of, that sure. The ordinary person would say, well, injuries just happen or accidents just happen, and that's not the case. So that's why I was asking about the root causes.
Anything additional on that? All right. No one is here for public comment, so we will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Did he?
Opposed?
He made the motion, I
seconded it. Did he make the motion and seconded
yep.
all at the same time?
I'm not sure what happened. It made my brain freeze.
I think we both.
The motion simultaneously.
Motion. Yeah. So I followed up with a second.
I appreciate it, sir. Being resourceful.
Thanks, you too.